RDI hub in Killorglin has really put Kerry on the map when it comes to tech startups. And we've heard from many different events and from many different people who have held events or organised events at the RDI hub over the last few years here on In Business. While some of the many programmes they run at the RDI hub are NDRC programmes, that's the National Digital Research Centre, and they're particularly for startup companies or very early stage startup companies. There are NDRC pre-accelerator and accelerator programmes. And last Friday, there was a pitching event for businesses that took part in an NDRC pre-accelerator programme that was run via the RDI Hub with Maeve Lyons coordinating it. Well, one of the people that attended it was the chair of the board of the NDRC, Mervyn Green. He's also the chairman of Dublin startup hub Dogpatch Labs, which would be an equivalent of the RDI Hub, but based in Dublin. Well, I had a chat with Mervyn afterwards, and I first asked him to talk about the significance of having a facility like the RDI Hub in Killorglin as part of the NDRC programmes.
I live in Cork, so being regional is really part of my thinking process. I have four kids. When we were setting up NDRC, I realised that there was an opportunity to go, that NDRC could be done on a regional basis. Our CEO in Dogpatch Labs, Patrick Walsh, had built that regional network previously, so we had that up and running. And the real opportunity, and one of the mandates that has come from the government department that funds the NDRC, is that we must be regional. It's Dublin is just the capital city. We want to have a scenario where kids do not have to leave their home county, their hometown, their home city, and move to Dublin. When I was younger, you had to go to San Francisco, then you had to go to London, then you had to go to Dublin. You no longer have to do any of those things. If you're in Kerry, there is a world-class, brilliant hub here, RDI Hub, which is part of NDRC. It is here. It's available for you to learn how to be an entrepreneur, to help you with your startup, to assist you with funding. And you have the ability, if you need to go to Dublin, you can go and work in Dogpatch Labs because you're part of that network. If you go to London, there's also a network of international hubs that we are part of. So you can work in London or San Francisco. So you can go from Kerry to Dublin, from Dublin to London, from London to San Francisco. But it's your choice. You don't have to do things anymore. You can work from home or you can work from RDI Hub. And that's the real opportunity, is if you want to stay in Kerry, that is now possible for you to do.
And today, some of the pre-seed businesses we're showcasing, and there's the accelerator program as well. Are there plans maybe down the line for further programs, for further partnerships with the RDI Hub here?
Absolutely. And I'm particularly impressed to see how many, there's a big diversity agenda in NDRC as well. Particularly pleased to see how many women's health startups there were in. It's an astonishing large number of women's health and led by women. So the customer base is potentially women with fertility and other products or other problems that they're solving. There's a real opportunity there, and I think that seems to be a speciality of the area, which I think is quite interesting. The government department that funds the NDRC has allowed us to take any surpluses that we generate. Those surpluses are generated from astute investments in the past. Those companies then go on to exit, they sell themselves, or they're bought by larger organizations, or they may be IPO. That money then flows back into NDRC. NDRC is using taxpayers' money. That money is essentially government-funded money. We then take those surpluses. So last week we launched a sustainability accelerator called 2050. One of the industry partners in that is the Kerry Group, one of the largest food ingredients companies in the world, a world-leading organization with its genesis here in Kerry. So that's one. Another one is a lot of people would like to be entrepreneurs but don't have a product or a service that they want to sell. We're launching another accelerator, which is called the Talent Accelerator, where we will be investing in the person, not in the product or the idea. And one of the tenets of that particular program is there'll be lots of people on the program who will be matched with others, not just on those on the program, but others in the ecosystem. It could be in Dogpatch Labs, it could be in RDI Hub. Maybe they have an idea, but they want a partner to join with them. So that's another one. Another one which is I like a lot is we've used the NDRC surpluses, what we call realizations. we have an under 21 accelerator that will be running for the next 3 years called Patch. The only criteria for that is you must be under 21. And that fills a gap between school leavers or perhaps university students and perhaps more mature organizations that go on to go into the pre-accelerator programs NDRC runs or NDRC program in itself.
And we heard today, you know, about the likes of Enterprise Ireland as well, and obviously, you know, angel investing and all that kind of thing as well. There are so many more options and support out there now for businesses, you know, in their startup level, whether it's in terms of funding or mentoring, aren't there?
It is, and there's never been better to be a startup. There's never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. We have a world-class educational system here in Ireland. We are home to enormous numbers of technology companies, world-leading ones, enormous numbers of pharmaceutical and biohealth facilities that there's expertise around. We have a growing number of people who have worked in these organizations and have ideas. So if you marry that great education, great experience, and money, Enterprise Ireland, got to give them a shout out here. They are the key. NDRC does a niche work, essentially, but Enterprise Ireland are really the engine of financial support for startups in Ireland. It's an astonishing organization. I believe their budget's somewhere in the region of 300 million, so you can imagine how much good they do. It has never been better. And one of the big tenets of NDRC is really to work very, very hard on diversity. So that's helping female founders, helping founders that come from minority backgrounds, immigrants, for example. We have a mandate from the government to pay special heed to these areas and help to grow the opportunities within them, both communicate them, and that's part of the process, is actually finding out what is going on. In the program and the presentations we were watching this morning, it's very, very interesting, I think, to see that it's not just about being a venture capital funded organization. There's a whole host of other ways you can get the funding that you need, and it might be from friends and family. The next level up is the business angels, which is now becoming part of this ecosystem that we are helping to manage going forward. That's funded by Enterprise Ireland and by Intertrade Ireland, which makes it a 32 county opportunity. So we can include the Northern Irish business angels as well, and some startups from there, and hubs up there as well. So it's never been better. And I'm getting long in the tooth these days. I've been around for 40 years. The landscape in the world has changed, but it has not changed faster or better than anywhere in the world than in Ireland in the last 10 years. It's absolutely astonishing.
Before we finish, if anyone, of course, is listening, the NDRC website, best place really to head on to get more info.
Absolutely. ndrc.ie, very easy. And there will be links in that website to RDI Hub, which is your important hub here. It's world class. Come and have a look. It really is breathtaking. And the people here are amazing. Their job is to help, and that's what they will do.
Mervyn Green there, chair of the board of the NDRC, the National Digital Research Centre, which runs programmes out of the RDI Hub in Killorglin. He's also chairman of Dogpatch Labs in Dublin.